Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. And I believe that practice makes perfect. It makes it a part of our lives where we won't have to struggle so hard to live it. When we practice it, it becomes a part of us. It's just like a habit. A bad habit, except here we're practicing a good habit. So I don't have to worry about going about trying to get rid of that bad habit when I am practicing continuously living the Word of God. And no, I'm not saying that I don't have situations to come up, that things happen, because they do happen. But what I am saying is that that's not my usual. That's not my usual to do the wrong or the bad thing. My usual is to do the right thing because I'm practicing staying in the will of God. And every day I'm practicing that. And yes, it takes effort. It takes working on it continuously. But I have a goal in mind. Do you have a goal in mind? What are you working for? Why do you keep saying that I am a Christian? If it's not to make it in with the Lord, why do you keep saying that? But yet and still, you keep doing the same old things. Well, I'm practicing the good so that I don't live the bad. Does that make sense? Yes. So I'm a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. And I know that there are others out there that are doing the same thing. Every day they're putting on the armor as I do so that we can live this life and then we can have the equipment that we need to live this life. In the army of the Lord, we have to put on the full armor of God. And we can't just put it on Sunday when we go to church or Wednesday when we go or Tuesday or Thursday. But it's an everyday effort to get up and dress in the Word of God. And it do. But after, if you practice it, it becomes a part of you. And then you don't have to practice so hard to do it because it's a part of you. And what's a part of you, you automatically do. That's all that I am saying. So that's the way that I love it, living, practicing, living the Word of God. And then I love it that God has given me to know who I am in Him. I'm a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service the souls of people that I meet as I live my journey of purpose. And I do that through encouraging others. I'm a motivational encourager, encouraging others as God encouraged me, because I love sharing what the Lord is doing and what he has done for me. Is there anybody out there that don't love to share a good sale or something that you find is good and you want to share it? Well, that's the way that I feel about the Word of God. It is so good that I want to share it. And then not only that, but like I say, I want to hear the Lord tell me, well done, my good and faithful servant. Now, I know that if I have to work toward getting there, that don't leave you out. He says that he has no respect of persons. So if I have to put on the armor and I have to strive to live this life, then you do too. It's not just about one or two or even three or four. But look at the thousands of people that are saying that they're Christians and yet doing all of the things that they feel like they're big enough to do. Well, I'm afraid everybody's not going to hear him say, well done. If you haven't done anything, you haven't done any work, how do you expect to get paid? You go on that job and you work, and you let them not give you a paycheck. You will have how many fits? So what work are you doing on God's program? What are you doing on his program? Something to think about. Well, I thank you for joining me on today. And we have a beautiful program that the Lord has given. So let's just have a word of prayer and then go right on in to our program for today. How about that? So would you come with me? Come with me in prayer, whatever your situation is, whatever's going on in your life. And if you need me to pray with you or for you, come on, come on in. Come on in and let's just do it together and talk to the Lord. If you're depressed, you're down and out, you've had some situations to happen in your life and you don't know what to do, well, I know who have the answer. I know who has the answer to every one of your situations. And it don't make no difference what it is. I know the one. I know God. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him for the answer. And I love that. I love that. He said if we would acknowledge him in all of our ways and doings, that he would direct us. He can't lie. So we can go to God, tell him all about our troubles, and he will answer, give us how to do it, when to do it, and just the right time. So come quickly, and let us pray. Most gracious Father on today, we sure do thank you, and we magnify you for this, Lord, another Wednesday that you have blessed us to be here with your people on today, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. We thank you for your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus, where you, God, are in control of all things, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Anoint the service on today, God, and have your mighty way, Lord. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to your people, to me, God, through your word on today, God, and have your way, God, and we thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for my brother and my sisters that you would bless right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would go there in their homes, in the hospital, the nursing homes, wherever they are, God, that you would go there and that you would encourage their hearts on today, Lord. in the name of Jesus. Lift up the heads that are hung down, God. Lift them up, Lord Jesus. Heal the bad minds, oh God. Heal the minds of your people, Lord. Everywhere, God. Heal today, God. In the name of Jesus, your people, they need a healing, God. In your most holy name, God. In the name of Jesus, they're going about, Lord, just living, God, as if there isn't an end coming, as though you're not coming back, Lord. But you said in your word, God, and I believe it, Lord, that you are coming back, and you're coming as a thief in the night. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Have mercy, God, upon us, that we be ready, Lord, when you come back, God. In the name of Jesus, we want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant, God. So we're working now, God, in the name of Jesus. In your vineyard, Lord, we are working now, God, to hear those words, God, in the name of Jesus. If we've done, Lord, if we've said, if we've thought, if we've acted in any way, God, to displease you with us, we ask that you would forgive us, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, help us that we repent and then we move forward, God. Not looking back, God, that we be turned into a pillar of salt, God. Not looking back, God, that we go back to the things that we've been doing, God. But, Lord, if you direct us, and you said that you would, God, in your name today, we acknowledge it. You said that you would direct us, God. And we stand on and believe your word today, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, those, Lord, that have attempted suicide, God, even have it on their minds, oh, God, heal today, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal that mind, Lord. Heal that mind, God. Help them to get into your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Get in your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and be surrounded, be hid in your word, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. Look on the sick everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our bishops and our mothers, God, in the name of Jesus. Saints everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them to come back to the realization, God, that your house, God, the house of God, is the hospital for the saints. It doesn't matter what's going on in us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we come there and give it to you and leave it there, God, that you will, Lord Jesus, come to our rescue. And, Father, we thank you for it right now, Lord. Now continue to bless your word as we speak it, God, on this broadcast, Lord. Father, you said if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you, God, lifting you up, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We declare it so, God. We declare it so, God, in your name, God, as we stand on your mighty word, Proverbs 4 and 20, God, in the name of Jesus. We found your word, Lord. We found your word, Lord, and we're standing on it, God. We've hid it in our hearts, Lord, that we might not sin against you, God. And you said it would be health to all of our flesh, God. Your word, God, is medicine. It's medicine for us, God. We thank you for your medicine on today, God, that it's alive. Your word, you are God, alive and well in our lives. And we thank you for it. And we acknowledge you, God, in all of our ways and our doings. And we thank you for direction on today. For you have anointed us, God, to share the good news about you with your people, Lord, right here, God, on Block Talk Radio. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your many blessings. Continue to bless. Give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. Thank you for being a part of the remnant, God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. We thank God for prayer on today. But prayer is always in order. It's always in order. If you have a prayer request or you would like for us to pray with you, you can always go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. If you have an idea for a show or you'd like to be on my show, or if you would love for me to come and be a speaker at your event, you can go to my email, mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and you can leave that message for me there. Now, if you would love to testify of the goodness of the Lord, God has been good to you, and you have a testimony, and you'd want to share that, you can call me right here on Block Talk Radio. I'm live and in living color for the next 11 minutes. And that number is 347-850-8928. And you can share with others your testimony. And I want you to be encouraged on today to get a job done on God's program. I know it's programmed in my mind that I want to hear the Lord say, well done. I want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. You didn't take that gift or that talent that I gave you and bury it, but you took it and you used it. And so, well done. And I thank God for that on today. Our topic on today that we're talking about for the next few minutes is, have you read the small print? Have you read the small print? You know, so many times when we sign a contract, we do a contract, and we read over it, but then there's some writing there at the bottom, usually, maybe sometimes in the middle, that is small, and we don't read that. And usually that's where really the really guidelines of that contract. But we didn't read that small print. We just read the big print, and then we signed it. We signed on the bottom line without reading the small print. But have you read the small print? Sometimes, you know, we say that, I don't understand what the Bible is saying. But today, you know, we are left without excuse. There are so many Bibles today that break the word down so that you can understand it. Some say that the print is too small. I can't read that. I can't see that. I can't understand it. But are you willing to take that chance that you don't understand, or you can't read the small print? You do know that you're going to die one day, right? But you didn't read the small print in the contract of the word? You didn't read what it said. So you didn't read what it said. Well, you know what? God has servants that he has set up to interpret it for you. Oh, what's the excuse now? Oh, have you read the small print? We live in a world now where people do whatever they are big enough to do, all in the name of being a Christian. Ain't that the truth? All in the name of being a Christian. I've not heard so many people say that I am a Christian, but they're doing everything that they're big enough to do. If you just walk up to a person and ask them, they can have a cigarette in one hand and a bottle in the other hand, and you ask them, "Are you? Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian." You can talk to a person and they getting ready to go out to party. Go out to party. To drink all night. And do whatever they sleep with, whoever they want to sleep with, whoever, husband, they don't care nothing about that. There are no boundaries anymore. People are just doing what they want to do. It's almost as though we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah all over again and have forgot about there's going to be a reckoning day. There's going to be a judgment day. But everybody is saying, now the first words, they said, they come out of my mouth. Read the words that come out of my mouth. And they are, don't judge me. Don't judge me. Did they forget to read the small print? The word of God is the small print. Did they forget to read that? Many say they believe what the Bible says, but yet they are committing all kinds of sin. Sin separates us from God. Yes, we may repent, but do we stop there? Finish with the sin, or do we go back, go right back to the sin like a pig going back to his wallet? 2 Peter 2:22 says, but it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow, which is the pig, that was washed to her walloping in the mire. She gone back to playing in the mire. The dog done gone back to his vomit. So you repent, but then you go right back. Lord, I'm sorry. You were sorry for all of 2 minutes. And now you've gone back to doing the things that you just repented of. You think God is pleased with that? You think that you're going to get into heaven with that? But when you get sick and down on your sick bed, you want God to come to your rescue right now. Right now. And he's been giving you chance after chance to get it right with him. So we're going to have to repent and stay repentant. True repentance is I don't go back to it. I don't do it no more, but I am moving forward. And you have to replace it with something. You know, you can't just empty out and then don't replace it with something. Otherwise, you will just go back. So you have to renew your mind according to Romans 12:1-2. Be ye transformed. So you got to transform your mind from that old man, from those old habits, those old things you were doing, to new things with the word of God. You got to replace it. Renew your mind in the word of God that you don't go back. You need the word to stand on it so that you won't go back. And once you practice it and get it into your being, you won't go back. That you then, you have truly repented because you won't go back. You won't go back. And so it is evident that the small print has not been read. When you see all of Galatians 5:19-21, examine your own self. Examine yourself and see. Check your own self out. Then you won't have to tell people, don't judge me. But the word judges. This small print book that you don't pick up and read, that you don't look in it and read it to see what it says. But everybody is a Christian, and everybody doing everything you're big enough to do, You think you're on your way to heaven. He said, you think. You think. So we need to read the small print. Galatians 5:19-21 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. The works of the flesh. This means that you're doing the things that the flesh is craving or wanting you to do or requiring. The only way to not do it is to get into the Word of God. Repent and get into the Word of God. So he says that adultery, and you know what adultery is, sleeping with somebody else's husband. Fornication. You know what fornication is? Sleeping with a man and you not married to him. Fornication. Uncleanness. Things that are not right. Lasciviousness. Adultery. Making gods out of everything else but the true and living God. Witchcraft. Voodoo. All of that stuff. Witchcraft, I mean, just doing all kinds of things. And then hatred. You know you can't hate nobody and get to heaven. If God loved us, gave his only son for us, and then we're going to walk around hating people? You're not going to heaven with that. Variance, emulation, wrath, strife. Oh, my God. It's just so much sedition. Heresies, envy. Oh, my God. You don't have to envy nobody because God is not a respecter of persons. What he do for one, he will do for the other. He said you have not because you ask not. And then you, when you ask, you don't believe it. You don't believe what you asking because you're not reading the small print. You are not reading what God is saying. Envy, murder, drunkenness. Oh, it's all right to get drunk. Not according to the word, reveling. And such like of these which I tell you before. He done told us before, as I have also told you in time past, that they, the ones who say, don't judge me, don't judge me. But they, the word is judging you. You hearing what the word is saying? All of you that are saying, don't judge me. He says right here, says all. It says that they which do such things shall not, the word is judging you, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Or have we lost all hope of going where God is, or respect for our Father? Have we lost that? What has happened to us? We need to pray and ask God to have mercy. If heaven is to be our goal, we need to start reading the small print, because the Word of God is Word of God in print, and he is already judging. So the Word is in print, and the Word is judging us every day. But he's given us this roadmap how and what we're not to do. And if we follow the roadmap, if we follow the yellow brick road according to God's Word, then we will make it in. True respect, true repentance, truly repent and not be like the dog or pig. To please God, we are to live in the Spirit, Romans 8:4. There is no shortcut to learning how to walk in the Spirit. Life according to the Spirit is not simply trying to do the right thing, nor is it trying to live according to God's law. Walking in the Spirit is the central metaphor describing what it means to live as a Christian. Let's do it together. All right, until the next time, be blessed.